ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 15। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। टेक्स्ट 15। धर्मार्थम अपि नेहेत यात्रार्थम वा धनो धनम अनीह आनीह मानस्य महाहेर इव वृतिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थं बाधनो धनम्। अनिहानिह मानस्य महाहेरिव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थं बाधनो धनम् अनिहानिह मानस्य महाहेरिव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थं बाधनो धनम् अनिहानिह मानस्य महाहेरिव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थं बाधनो धनम् अनिहानिह मानस्य महाहेरिव वृत्तिदा। वर्ड मीनिंग धर्मार्थम इन रिलीजन और इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट अपि इंडीड न नट इहेत शुड ट्राई टू अपटेन यात्रार्थम just to maintain the body and the soul together. Ba either. Adhana, one who has no wealth. Dhanam, money. Aniha, the desirelessness. Aniha manasya, of a person who does not endeavor even to earn his livelihoods. Mahaheha, the great serpent known as Python. Eva, like. Vritida, which obtains its livelihood without endeavor. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist, just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for its livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain body and soul. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. Purport. Human life is simply meant for developing Krishna consciousness. One need not even try to earn a livelihood to maintain body and soul together. This is illustrated here by the example of the great python, which lies in one place, never going here and there to earn a livelihood to maintain itself. And yet, is maintained by the grace of the Lord. As advised by Narada Muni, Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, 18th Verse, Tasaiva heto prayateta kovida. One should simply endeavor to increase his Krishna consciousness. One should not desire to do anything else, even to earn his livelihood. There are many, many examples of this attitude. Madhavendra Puri, for instance, would never go to anyone to ask for food. Sukhdev Goswami has also said, Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhana durmada dhan. Why should one approach a person who is blind with wealth? Rather, one should depend on Krishna and he will give everything. All the members of our Krishna consciousness movement, whether they be grahasthas or sannyasis, should try to spread Krishna consciousness movement with determination, and Krishna will supply all necessities. The process of ajagaravruti, the means of livelihood of a python, is very much appreciated in this regard. Even though one may be very poor, he should simply try to advance in Krishna consciousness and not endeavor to earn his livelihood. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitam Tan Sajivam.
सावद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशय नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। धर्मार्थम् अपि नेहेत यात्रार्थम् बाधनो धनम् अनिहानि हमानस्य महाहेरिव वृत्तिदा। इवन इफ ए मैन इज पोअर ही शुड नॉट एंडेवर टू इम्प्रूव हिज इकोनॉमिक कंडीशन जस्ट टू मेंटेन हिज बॉडी एंड सोल टुगेदर और टू बिकम ए फेमस religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for its livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain body and soul, one who is desireless also obtain his livelihood without endeavor. You believe how many of you are accepting this verse? You should not endeavor, just depend upon Krishna. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, Tumi ta rakhyaka ara palaka amara tumara charana bina आसाना ही आरो निज बल चेष्टा प्रति भरसा छाड़िया तुमार इच्छा रे अछि निर्भर करिया। ये प्योर डिवोटी इज फुल फेथ, कृष्ण इज माय प्रोटेक्टर एंड कृष्ण इज माय mentor. Krishna is maintaining me. Who is feeding us, supplying our food, our necessities, whatever we need. Who is providing? Krishna is providing. A devotee thinks in that way. If some actually in ISKCON, those who are in a brahmachari staying in an ashram, they are depending upon Krishna. They are getting prasadam timely. They are not endeavoring to get prasad. Prasad is coming. They just meditate in their service from the following the orders of spiritual master. They follow all the morning programs attentively. They chant their rounds. then they do Guru Puja, then attend Bhagavatam class, then after Bhagavatam class, even if they fast on Ekadasi, then in Dwadasi also, they don't think about how to break fast. Everything is provided by Krishna. If someone is fully surrendered to Krishna, Krishna provides everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, I am not thinking about my own strength. Nija bala chesta, I am not endeavoring myself. I am fully dependent upon Krishna. Krishna is providing food to an elephant who is eating every day how much? More than 2 quintal. And he is also providing food to an ant just eating one speck of rice. So that's why a surrendered soul or surrendered devotee, he fully depends upon Krishna. Krishna is feeding everyone. He knows everyone. Krishna is maintaining everyone. So, one time in Dwaraka, Satyabhama, she was little proud because Krishna, she was thinking Krishna is I am the most beloved queen of Krishna. So Krishna knowingly every day was coming to her palace, her room, late night, after 2 or 12 o'clock. So Satyabhama was telling, why you are coming every day so late? Krishna is telling, what to do? I have to maintain everyone. I am Trilokinath. I am the mentor of Vishwambhar. I have to maintain all the living and I have to feed them. I have to feed them. I have to supply them their necessities, everything. So that's why it is getting late. So Satyabhama was thinking, this is a joke. So I'll see how he is feeding everyone. So he took one small little box and put one ant inside and just close the box. So that day night when Krishna came, 12 o'clock night, he told, today you feed everyone. Yes, I fed everyone, also including the ant you have kept within that small box. He was thinking how he could know that I could put this small ant inside a small box. He immediately opened the box and saw that ant was sitting on a rice and very happily eating. Krishna was telling, when he was planning to put that ant on the box, before I put his food there. Krishna maintained everyone. A devotee must have full faith on this. Or there is the instruction for civilized human being. If someone is thinking I am a civilized human being, then he should fully depend upon Krishna. He just endeavor only how to please Krishna, how to perform pure devotional service. That is only our duty, to please Krishna. Jasmin tushte jagat tushta. If you are able to please Krishna, everything will, whole entire world, all the living, everyone will get pleased. So that's why he told that our duty is only to please Krishna, only to serve Krishna, only to perform devotional service unto Krishna. There is no other duty. There is no other duty. If you perform devotional service to Krishna perfectly, all your duty will be duly fulfilled. Because Bhagavatam is telling, Jatha taror mula nisechanena trupyanti tatskandha bhujopasakha pranopaharena jatha indriyanam tathaiva sarvahana chutejya. Just like we want a tree that full of flowers and fruits and green leaves, then we have to pour water in the root. If we want to keep our own body healthy and nice, then we have to supply food in stomach. Similarly, if we want to please everyone, then you have to satisfy Krishna. He is the root of everything. Sarva karana karana. Prabhupada is telling in verse, he is giving an example in his purport. What is that example that the person who is not maintaining himself, not even caring for his own food, he just engaged in always in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and he is maintained by Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was he was always traveling and he was chanting Hare Krishna. He has no other business. Simply glorifying the Lord and chanting his glories. And he has always 24 hours was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So who was supplying food him? Krishna was supplying. When he came to Vrindavan, Bhramite Bhramite Aila Mathura Nagari. Whereby in course of his travelling, Madhavendra Puri come to Mathura Nagari. Then he went to also did the Govardhan Parikrama. But he never asked anyone food. Though he was hungry, but he not express to other about his feelings about that I am hungry. He was just sitting in Govinda Kund underneath a Kadamba tree, the same place is still there. And he was going and chanting Hare in his beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So who supply food? Krishna himself come with a pot of milk. Dugdha Bhanda. Bhanda means this is made up. This is Ardhan Pat, actually. Bhanda means this is made of earth. Ardhan, with a. This is Ardhan Pat. Anyhow, so Krishna himself come to supply milk to him. Even he reached in Khirchura Gopinath temple, he also did not eat anything, just sitting there meditating, and he was asking the pujari how the Krishna and then how what type of food you are applying and you are offering to Krishna. He was very pleased to seeing that the temple was very clean, and everything was very nicely decorated, and he was thinking definitely the deity is eating very opulent prasadam here. So he was not thinking to eat, but he was asking what type of prasadam you are offering to the deity. They told about special prasadam that is offered before deities go to sleep. What is this? Amrita Keli, Kheer Bhog. But he was thinking, maybe I get little kheer, then I can taste it. Because Pujari was telling, in three world, nowhere this type of prasadam was getting offered. Suggesting this is, he was become curious to know what type of prasadam. It's called Amrit Keli. So I have to little test, then I can prepare the same type of prasadam for my Gopal in Govardhan. He is now Srinathji in Rajasthan, in Nathadwar. Then immediately he feel, how I am thinking this? Why this type of thought is coming within my mind? Now this bhoga is just entering into altar for to be offered. It is not offered to Krishna. And I am accepted the ajachita bruti. I never ask anyone but any food to others. Krishna supplies whatever I get due to Krishna's arrangement, I accept. How today such thought is coming in my mind? Immediately repent for that. Immediately left the place and was sitting in a marketplace. Marketplace there underneath the banana tree, was sitting there. and were chanting Hari Sthane. He was thinking, I am an offender at the feet of Krishna. So he was simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Because Hari Sthane Aparadhe Tare Hari Nam. But Gopinath could not tolerate. Hunger of his devotee, he is hungry. And Gopinath stole one pot of kheer. The 12 pot of kheer every day. Sweet rice, they have. This is not actually sweet rice, this is not actually rabdi. Because there is 1 liter milk, then there is only maybe 25 gram or less the rice. This rice is not ordinary rice. The rice is specially grown in the field for that kheer in Gopinath's land. This very special rice, scented rice, but not artificially scented, this is natural. A little rice and other ingredients they put needed for sweet rice. So it's like condensed milk, little rice inside. Still, because they have little rice, it's called sweet rice. It is called sweet rice. Anyhow, Gopinath stole one pot kheer. For whom? Madhavendra Puri. And he told the pujari in midnight, Pujari, please wake up! Wake up! Yesterday he told that this evening, yesterday evening, you are all pujari, you are quarreling yourself because you saw that one kheer pot was missed. There are 12, supposed to be 12 pots, but there is only 11 pot, one pot was missed. Actually, I have stolen that pot for my devotee Madhavendra Puri. Dharara Anchala, you will find it. In my Dharara Anchala, Anchala means this year, the Gopinath, he used a dhoti, wear dhoti. And dhoti is up to his feet. So actually, Dharara Anchala means this dhoti, wearing dhoti generally, some people they have big border. It's called Dharara Anchala. So they just keep, actually the kheer, Gopinath kept just in between his, he's standing in between his two legs, just keeping there and then put his dhoti over it. But sometimes you see the translation tells that it is in parda, in the back of the curtain, this is the screen. It's not like that. We'll go and ask the pujari and he will tell how the Gopinath stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. He put it just in between his two feet and put the cloth over it. He hidden. Then, anyhow, so that is one example how Krishna maintained his devotee for Madhavendra Puri. He stole kheer pot. Then he told pujari, go and at midnight, but still you have to open the altar and put on light. There was no electricity, but he just put light with kapoor, kamphor. Then he saw the pot. Then he was just closed the room. He was crying. Pujari also become mad. Thousands of years we have worshipped this Gopinath. Gopinath never talked to anyone. But now, this devotee, who is this Madhavendra Puri, he came here. And for him, Gopinath has stolen the kheer pot and he was forced to talk to me to take this kheer and give it to whom? Madhavendra Puri. So in this way, that's what Prabhupada is giving the example how Krishna maintains his devotee. Haridas Thakur, he was going and chanting. He had no other, you are not doing anything. You are doing anything? No. Simply sitting and chanting. My duty is to perform devotional service and Krishna's duty is to supply food. It is not my duty. Bhajan karna sadhu ka kaam, bhojan dena gopal ka kaam. Sadhu should think in that way. not endeavor for his own prasadam. Haridas Thakur was chanting every day. He was not coming to see the Jagannath, the Lord, Supreme Lord. But Jagannath himself, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going every day to give darshan to Haridas Thakur. He was just sitting in his own place, chanting Hare Krishna. But Lord was going to give him darshan. Not only darshan, he arranged the food for him. Every day, Govinda, the servant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, had to carry food for Haridas. So when he fully depend, if someone is fully dependent upon Krishna, Krishna takes care of him. You no need to hankering after your daily needs here. That is, you need for maintaining your body and soul together. Don't need. If someone is fully dependent on Krishna, everything is maintained by Krishna. Even this varsity, even if you are poor, still you should not endeavor. Even if you are poor like Sudama, Sudama is very poor Brahmana. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition. Just to maintain his body and soul together. Sudama Brahmana is example. He was very poor. His wife was wearing a sari, maybe 20 holes in that cloth. Sudama was not disturbed, but his wife was little disturbed. He told, "I heard you have a great friend." Who? Krishna. He is now Dwarkadhish. He is an emperor. Why are you not going to beg him something? So we can maintain ourselves nicely. Sudama has no desire to go, but still, because his wife is telling again and again, unwillingly, he just went. And he went to Dwarka and he told, "I am going to meet my friend, I have to take some gift. Something I must take. You're going to see Krishna, then you have to take something. Patrang, Puspang, Phalang, Tvayam, whatever you have." So Sudama's wife gave some broken rice, this popped rice. So he took it. But he was walking from Porbandar to Dwarka. Porbandar to Dwarka, it is about 70-80 kilometers. So anyhow, he was going. Sometimes he was carrying this. There is only in a small cloth. It was tightened in a small cloth. And sometimes Sudama also putting it in his hand. So it is, well, actually practically was spoiled. 15 days spoiled. But still, because a devotee carries this out of love for his friend, he was considering Krishna as his friend. Krishna told my sister-in-law, my bhabhi, may have given something for me. Sudama, yes. He was hiding it. He could understand this is not proper to offer to Krishna. But Krishna was just snatched that little pop that he just spread everywhere on the floor, and Krishna started eating. Sudama was crying. One time, two time, three time, Rukmani come and just hold the hand of Krishna. This is not suitable for you, for eating. You just ate two times, now Sudama already got opulence of Indra. Sudama did not ask anything to Krishna. Just sing Krishna and just glorify Krishna. He never asked anything to Krishna. But he come back. Then what he saw? He saw in his land there is a building. It's a very nice palace was built. And his wife was coming to inside that building and just welcoming Sudama. with earthy plate. So this Krishna could mention, but Sudama not stay in that house. He again did the same thing what he was doing, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Brahmana, he never stuck anything, just whatever he get, gave it in charity. Dadati Pratigunhati. Whatever Pradati Pratigunhati Guhyam Akhyati Prasyati Bhunkte Bhojayata Chaiva Sadvidha Priti Lakhanam. Among the devotees. The six types of exchange. So that's why Vas is telling that even if he is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together. Or one should not just give charity thinking that I am become a very big, famous religiousist. People will glorify me, oh, I am such a great person. One should simply concentrate in his devotional service, sabanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam. One should always remember Krishna, never forgets him. This is the essence of all sadhana bhakti spoken by Rupa Goswami. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu, vismartabhya najatuchit. Sarva vidhi nishedhesu etoer eva kinkara. Whatever rules and regulations we are following, what is the goal? Why we are following all these things? The goal is to remember Krishna all the time. Smartabhya satatam Vishnu. Vismartabhya najatuchit. This is the essence of following all the shastric injections, rules and regulations. Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So a devotee should always endeavor for that reason. To try his best, always remember Krishna. In any condition, in any condition, we must remember Krishna. So, that is the behavior of a civilized human being. Bhāsa is telling he should be follow the behavior of a mahāhēra, arthar, the meaning is there is a serpent known as python. He should follow the behavior of a python. A python just stay in one place. He was not endeavor for his food. Whatever he got by Lord's arrangement, he just accept. He does not move here, there, just place, one place. A sadhu is like that. He should stay one place and chant Hare Krishna. Even if he is sometimes move, go on preaching, but he should not endeavor for his food. He should not think, how can I get my prasadam? If he will go on serving, Krishna supplies everything. Prabhupada go on serving, he went to preaching Krishna consciousness to Western world, only carrying what? 40 rupees, some printed books, and in a cargo ship. But later on Krishna supplies everything. Everything, whatever you need. If someone is concentrated in preaching, serving Krishna, they will get everything. He will get provided. But we can see there was a python, there was a great snake was residing in a forest in Bengal, known as, the place is near Ekachakradham, known as Mayureshwar. You heard the Mayureshwar? How many people said went to that place? Mayureshwar. No? Mayureshwar, one small village, that is pastime of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, that is uncle's, Nityananda Prabhu's uncle's house, the mother's birthplace. Mayureshwar. So one time Nityananda Prabhu went there. Where? Mayureshwar with his brother Bankarai. Two brothers. Bankarai was smaller and Nityananda was elder. Both brothers, they went to their uncle's house. And they are always busy in playing and moving here, there. And so one time they are entering the forest, nearby forest. But all the people are stopping there. Don't go to the forest. There is a python inside. The great python. Anyone goes, he just attracts the living entities. Maybe small calf or maybe goat or maybe human being. He just with his mouth air, just snatch that living entity and just swallow it. So many incidents happened like this. Don't go inside. But Nityananda Prabhu did not listen to the people, sir. He don't know, don't worry, he did not worry anyone. Because this general people, they did not know who is Nityananda Prabhu. He looks like also a human being. So enter inside. Then he was searching, where is that python? He just went in inside. Then the python just took up, I put his hood up. Nityananda Prabhu saw him, told, "You rascal, stop there. Why you are here?" Then the python couldn't understand, here is my master. He is the master of even Ananta says, who has thousands of wood, such a big snake, who is carrying the universe on his hood, on top of his hood, just like a master seat. And he, this man is even source of that Anantasis. He is our real master. The snake immediately put his head down. Pay obeisance to Nityananda. Nityananda told, "Why you are staying here? Why you are giving trouble to these people?" Told, "What can I do? I have to survive. I have need food. This is the instruction of Arjun to do like this. Because this snake was sent there by Arjun. If you go to Ekchakradham, there is a Pandava's place, Pandavatila. The five Pandavas, mother Kunti was staying in Brahmana's house. And the Brahmana was so gentle, he gave half of his house for staying of the Pandavas and Kunti. Half of house, he and his wife and his one daughter and one son was staying. And half house, half of the house, the Pandavas were staying. Kunti Maharani with her sons. So, but there is a great demon. His name was Brukasur. His name also Bruka. And he was every day, whomever he saw in the way, they'll just snatch it and eat. It was a great disturbances. So one time all the village peoples, they get together and make a ishtagoshti with the demon. He told, "Every day we'll supply to you one human being from one house. We have 1,000 house. Every day one man will go to you. And also one cart load of cakes made of paddy powder. So anyhow, big make, this cake is very famous in Bengal and Odisha. So anyhow, one cart load of cakes and one human being and two bullock, they are just pulling the cart, and you will get food. This is the, you will eat the two bulls, the man who is the human being, one human being, also cart load of cakes." So the demon was happy. One day the turn come to this Brahmanas, in whose house this Pandavas and Kunti Maharana stay. So that's why in the night before they were all talking in the house. Brahmana is telling, anyhow, somehow other they made one cart load of cakes for the demon. They have two bullock, but they need one human being also to supply. They're thinking, who will go? The Brahmana is telling, "I will go." telling to his wife, you stay with your son and daughter, I am going. Brahman is telling, no. You stay, I am going. The son is telling, no, no, I cannot see my mother to die. You stay, I am going. They told, no, no, you are our only son. We cannot spare you. Then the daughter was telling, I will go. I don't want to see my brother die. Like this, the whole family was crying. We are talking like this. Kunti Maharani, in the morning, all the Pandavas went for their business. Every day they are going to. But Kunti Maharani heard everything. Then he asked the Brahmani, what is going on? Why you were crying last night? What happened? Then he explained everything. He told, we are guests. You are so nice. You gave us half of your house for staying. You have only one son. I have five sons. I will send one son to the demon. No. You are our guest. We cannot allow you to give your son. This is very simple activity for us. We gave you shelter. How can we do this? Kunti Maharani told, don't worry. I have a son. Such a son, he will go and kill the demon. Anyhow, Kunti Maharani asked Bhima. That day Bhima did not go out. She asked Bhima, please come. Bhima was seeing this cart of load of cakes. He was already thinking, oh, for whom this cakes? Because then the Brahman explained everything to Bhima, because the demon is disturbing the whole village peoples. And this cart load of, Bhima was asking, for whom this cart load of cakes? He told, this is for this demon. Can you carry this cart load of to the demon? And two bullocks with the bullock cart. Bhima become very happy. Don't worry, I'll go. Immediately he took. He was riding the bullock cart, and bullocks were just pulling the cart. But Bhima was starting eating all the cakes. It became too late because he was eating cakes. He was busy in eating cakes, and the demon was telling, "Why no one is coming here?" So he was climbing a tree and he saw this one man, this very fat man, was sitting on the cart and eating his own, all the cakes. He became very angry. So Bhima came nearby, then the demon just uprooted one tree and wanted to beat Bhima. Bhima is not ordinary. He also get down from the cart and took another, he uprooted another tree, then the great fight, finally Bhima killed the demon. But when Arjuna came back to the home, then he told, where is my Bhima Bhaya? Why my brother Bhima? Kunti explained everything. He told, why you send my brother alone? The great demon, what will happen? I am going immediately. So Arjuna was coming, but he told it will be too late to reach the place. So immediately with his Gandiva bow, just left, he was took an arrow, but a Nagastra, he sent a snake. Just go and bind the demon. But demon was already killed by Bhima. So when he was coming back, Bhima saw Arjuna in the way. He told, where are you going? I have already killed the demon. Arjuna told, okay, you go at the house. I have to go to see what is this snake is doing. I have sent a great naga, a python, what is doing there? So Arjuna came, this snake was just moving everywhere. Arjuna told, you send me, what to do? What shall I eat? Arjuna told, okay, you stay in this place. Don't go anywhere. Just stay underneath this tree. And whoever supply food, then necessary. You stay here, any animals or birds and whatever you get, they come nearby, then you can attract them by your mouth here, then you can swallow it, can eat. So this is python was telling to Nityananda Prabhu, this is the order of Arjuna. I am just following from that, from Dwapara Yuga. Until now, I am following the order of Arjuna and staying underneath this tree, and we were coming to in my path, that I am just attracting with my mouth here and just swallowing it, eating it. I have nothing wrong. Nityananda Prabhu told, no, from today you don't have to do this also. Now you go inside earth, stay inside. The snake was crying, what can I eat? Nityananda Prabhu, don't worry. You follow my order, you will get food every day. He just saw the hole, he just go inside hole. He forced the snake to go inside hole. Then Nityananda Prabhu took one of his earring, one from here. Then he put over the entrance of the hole, stop the hole. He told, oh snake, don't worry. Every day people will come here and worship you. Then they supply milk and supply bananas milk. Then you eat enough banana and milk every day and stay peacefully. Don't become non-vegetarian. Because before you are just swallowing people, you are killing so many. But if you want to be mind devotee, then you have to eat only banana and milk. You become a vegetarian. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu maintained, still this snake was getting maintained. So anyhow, this verse, that's why telling that we don't have to endeavor for our food or even livelihood. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. We don't need to endeavor anything. Everything will be supplied by Krishna. Hare Krishna. Time is over, so I stop here. Any question or comment? Yes, Maharaj. Yes. Avaza nahi aa, suna nahi pada clear. Not clear.
In the previous
chapter. Yes, Krishna. Then what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. That is the conclusion. Okay. Yes, I understand all your questions. So anyhow, but Prabhupada not prohibited these people, those who are really chanting. Those are name of chanting, people are cheaters. In Gaudiya Math, In Bhakti Siddhanta, how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati make this rule? You have to chant how many rounds? Prabhupada also went to Western world to ask to chant 64 rounds. Right? So anyhow, so one devotee was in Gaudiya Math, she was simply always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not doing anything. I never do prajalpa, never criticize others, just chanting Hare Krishna. And by prasadam time, he will come and sit down and eat prasad. Then the authority told to do this seva, that seva, this seva. He did not do anything. So everyone took the complaint to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This devotee is doing like this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked, he is doing prajalpa? No. He is criticizing others? No. Whatever the bad things he asked, they told no, nothing. He is just always chanting Hare Krishna, not doing anything. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur told, then what is wrong? I have opened this Gaudiya Math for this reason. The next day he put a big advertisement in Amrit Bajar Patrika. Our Gaudiya Math is open for everyone. If he is ready to follow 4 regularity principles and chant minimum 64 rounds, he can sit and take all his necessities from here and chant. So, in that, tada rajastama bhava kama lobhadayasaye cheta ettaira navidha sthite sattve prasidhati. So, man is the mood of goodness, he will not do all these physical labors much. He will like to read Bhagavatam, he will like to chant holy names, and that is not prohibited. And it is not possible for everyone. Main thing is, no one can do like this. He will tell you, read, just sit and read Bhagavatam whole day, or just chant. He cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur chanting. That's why he was glorified by Lord Himself. Lord Himself was coming in. But it is not possible for anyone. That's why we have so many activities. Prabhupada told first 64 round. The hippies, they come back and told, no, it is not possible. 8 hours. Told 32 rounds. No, it is not possible. Minimum 16 rounds, then 8 hour devotional service. So anyhow, it is not necessary. We are thinking like that. But if you simply surrender to Krishna, just simply perform devotional, but it is not according to your nature, you will go work. But if you can remain always in mood of goodness, and Vishuddha Sattva, and you just perform devotional service. But we cannot do this. It is not possible for all living and ordinary peoples. If someone able to do like that, he is glorious. Krishna like it. Krishna like Haridas Thakur. He liked Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das gave everything. Mahaprabhura ganerathiho vairagya pradhan jaha dekhi pritahan Gaur Bhagavan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu became very pleased with Raghunath Das. He gave up all his father's property, everything. He was fully dependent upon Krishna. When his Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu told Govinda, this Raghunath come here, please give every day my Mahaprasad to Raghunath. He is very hungry, he is suffered so much, comes from such a long place, long distance. But after taking prasadam for 3 days or 5 days, 4 days, he stopped. Though it was even Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad. Then he went to Jagannath Puri temple and standing there, whatever he getting, just taking. Even he took many, first he took in him, standing in gate, and when the pujaris come out from the temple in night, 10 o'clock after closing the temple, then they have some Mahaprasad with them, then they can see that this is an Iskinchan Sadhu. A whole day he was chanting Hare Krishna, standing here, so they gave some Mahaprasad. But after some time, Raghunath gave up this begging. He told, this is like a prostitute, because I am become very hungry, whole day I am just standing. And yesterday that pujari was given prasadam, So when he was coming in just nearby, I am thinking, oh, today also maybe game. So this is like prostitute, searching for customer. He gave up that begging. It was better to go to food for life, prasadam distribution, and get some khichdi and eat. You are doing that like for some time. Then he stop it. He told, I have given up. The property, everything, that is my father, parents were ready to give me everything. They send even the servant and 500 golden coins for my livelihood, but he rejected that. So how can I eat this khichdi? That man may be also a visayi. Visayi ranna khaile, malin hai man, malin mana haile na he Krishna rasmaran. If you eat food from the hand of a materialistic people, then our mind will be get disturbed. That's why Raghunath rejected that. And every time Mahaprabhu was glorifying Raghunath, he did nice. Finally, he was just collecting where? From the drain, whatever leftover prasadam in Ananda Bazar. They are spoiled. Even the cows are not eating this. They are throwing. Just collecting and just washing 2-3 times and little. They are taking one kotori rice and whole day doing bhajan. But when he come to Vrindavan, he didn't even forget everything. He just taking, when Rupa Sanatan disappeared, then he just taking one cup of buttermilk. He was not thinking for buttermilk. Not he was endeavoring. He was sitting and chanting whole day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was speaking Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Lila, because he was with Mahaprabhu. 3 hours every day he was giving class, and Krishna Das Kaviraj was sitting and hearing. This is the source of his writing, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saru Damodar Goswami's diary and Raghunath Das Goswami's every day speech about Mahaprabhu. But what he was not endeavoring for his food, just chanting. And someone just bring one cup of buttermilk, just Das, please open your mouth, just put it on his mouth. That is his food, eating everything. And Krishna Das Kaviraj is telling, he is our Prayojana Acharya. Who? Raghunath Das. That is Prayojana. We should think where we are and where Raghunath Das Goswami is in that high platform. Where we are, then you will become humble. What we are doing. What is our position? What is Raghunath Das position? We cannot imitate. But you should if you see this is the ideal, then we become very humble. Then we progress in devotional service. Of course, we are the follower of Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupa Goswami. So at least Nidra, Ahara, Vihara, Kadi, Vijitavu, Chatyanta, Dina, Chajavu. They are very humble, meek and humble. So this is the goal of devotional service. Become very humble, meek and humble, and depend upon Krishna. Krishna will protect us. Krishna is our maintainer. Krishna is our protector. This is the symptoms of a saranagati devotee. Devotee who is fully surrendered to Krishna. Okay, Prabhupada was... You are depending on Krishna. When he has been going to the Delhi for book distribution, you are not thinking who will feed me, where to stay. Of course he has struggled. But finally get a place, Chipiwada, to stay there. And everything was arranged by Krishna. So a devotee is always depend upon Krishna. He just meditated how to serve Krishna, how to spread this movement. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. When he just meditate on how to spread, how to preach, how to serve Krishna, how to preach Krishna, then Krishna takes care of everything. If he has sincere desire, but he is a cheater, he wants name, fame and distinction. Pratishtha svabhava ei, this is the jagate vidita je na vanche tara hoy vidhata nirmita. This is the these things will come to the person who did not desire these things. Name, fame, adoration, worship, they automatically come if someone surrendered to Krishna, like Madhavendra Puri. When he got the Khir Bhog, the pujari handed over it, then he ate it, then he broke the pot, then put it in his cloth, just took it with him. Then he was thinking, if I'll stay here, and next morning, there will be thousands of people will come and they will worship me, they will glorify me, this is very bad for me. I should immediately, he left the place. He did not want these things. But automatically even he left, but we are glorifying him. Before he reaching Puri, people could understand there is one devotee. This news spread everywhere. In Govardhan, Gopal appeared for him, and when he was coming in Kirchor Gopinath, Gopinath has told Khir for him, such a great devotee. How can we see him? So this is, if you did not want all this, if someone is surrendered to Krishna, Krishna himself glorify him. He advertise everything. Prabhupada tried his best to glorify Krishna, to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and to glorify Krishna. But Krishna arranged, so Prabhupada also got glorified everywhere. Wherever is ISKCON temple, you go and you also there is Prabhupada. So in this way, we have to, our endeavor, our only duty is to try our best to glorify Krishna. Our activities will be like that. Meditate and concentrate on how to glorify Krishna, how to serve Krishna. Then everything Krishna will take care of. That's why Krishna told so many things in Gita. Then finally he told, just reject everything. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukhyishyami ma asucha. Okay. Hare Krishna. Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.